Ding dong merrily on high, Papa John's does Christmas pizza. Only £12 for a large, yes, Christmas on a pizza.
Start a new tradition with our All the Trimmings pizza featuring pulled turkey, sage onions, sprouts and roast potato tots. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. Get a large pizza from the menu for only £12. You know ho ho, it makes sense. Offer ends 22nd of December 2024. Original large pizzas only, excludes additional toppings. Minimum spend for delivery, terms apply.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
And I want to do the round table here. This is the, and I will accept combinations. I think it was last week on the show.
Right.
Valid.
I talked about going to McDonald's for the fries and going across the street for the Whopper to Burger King, if they're in close proximity. Mm-hmm. This is the definitive last fast food meal. Now, don't tweak it up because it's your last meal. This is just a standard meal that you enjoy at a fast food joint that you would say to yourself, man, if I'm going tonight,
okay, all right,
if you know, Father, the Grim Reaper person is coming to visit me tonight, I get this fast food meal. What do you order? What is the last one? And in normal quantity.
All right.
I'll start with Buzz Burbank.
For me, it would be a combination of Taco Bell. I would, because I love the tacos, and I love most of the stuff.
I don't want to argue with you. Taco Bell.
Buzz likes Taco Bell because it's impossible to spend more than $11.
Look, we're just talking about normal fast food places here. I assume we're talking about, basically narrows it down to chicken, hamburgers, and tacos. I mean,
exactly.
How many other choices are there really?
Pizza? Right. Would pizza count?
Pizza would count, sure, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I love pizza too, but I'll keep it to this. I would like a Popeye's crispy, spicy chicken, dark meat.
Right.
I would like KFC original chicken, dark meat, and I would like some stuff from Taco Bell, tacos and burritos in particular. And that would be it. That would be, for me, an ideal fast food final meal.
You're in your car, and you go to Taco Bell, and you go to KFC. You
and get to Popeyes,
both.
Yeah.
And Popeyes simultaneously.
Yeah, yeah.
KFC and Popeyes.
Yeah,
you would mix on the last meal.
KFC original and the Popeyes spicy crispy.
Of course
you
it's going to be his last
you
meal.
Bet.
His cholesterol is 9,000.
Through the roof.
And Mr. Santana, I know you were a fast food aficionado.
Yes.
On your old show,
yes,
with your partner, you guys talked about it quite a bit, and I'm curious what you would enjoy.
Well, if it was my last meal and really money was no issue, you know, spare no expense type
well,
situation.
Well, we're talking fast food. We're not going to talk about robbing Fort Knox.
No, I'm talking about a dream scenario.
A dream scenario.
Yes.
Money
right?
is no
yes,
object.
Yes.
So are we gonna up the quantity here?
No, it's just how to actually get the food I want.
Okay. I'm curious.
So it would be, hopefully I'd die in the summer months, gentlemen.
We'll see what we can
do. We're hoping.
Working on you. So if it's my last meal in the summer months, I would drive to Ocean City, Maryland.
Okay.
Pick up the original Boardwalk fries.
Oh, really? Oh, you're a big one with the vinegar and all
yes,
that?
Yes, absolutely.
Thrashers, right? Yeah.
Is it Thrashers?
Thrashers fries. Right.
Thrashers fries.
Get on a Lear jet, fly to the West Coast.
Really?
Yes. And then I would get to the closest In-N-Out Burger. Just get two regular In-N-Out burgers with just spread
all
and
right.
my fries.
Now, for people that don't know, and I'm an East Coaster, I've spent plenty of time in Los Angeles, but I don't, you know, I know the burgers out there. When Don and I used to hang out there, it was all about Carl's Jr. That
yes.
was Don's place. That's what he liked.
Yes.
Please to explain the magic of In-N-Out Burger that would put you on a Lear effing jet.
Why?
In-N-Out Burger. And really, there's a lot of hype to these places that you don't live around that might not be national chains. But for In-N-Out Burger, when we lived on the West Coast, that was my favorite place. And it's because of the freshness of their actual food. You can taste the freshness. You've probably cooked a fresh Italian meal in your time, and you've actually
right.
been at a restaurant where you said, well, this might not be the freshest meal I'm getting.
Right, of course.
You truly get a fresh burger there. And,
okay.
And there's some underlying cult and innuendos that you have to be a certain type of look, you have to be a certain type of person to work at In-N-Out Burger, and people get into those.
That's from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Right.
People get
are
into.
Are you saying that they're like the people that work there are hotter?
The people that work there get paid better than anybody else in the fast food industry, and they look better.
So they're hot women.
Yeah, and it's not hot women. It's
hot
just,
guys.
It's
guys.
Just a clean looking, like all American or not like FOB, like you know what
okay,
I mean.
Okay, so not like the fast food slacker.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
But they have a look and feel, and that all balls into the presentation of what make me jump on a jet with my Boardwalk fries
right.
to get an In-N-Out burger with just spread. Two of those, some boardwalk fries, and a large diet soda.
That's it.
Well
that's
done.
It. Yeah. Well
that's
done.
Good.
Really,
you
I like that
diet
one.
Ahead of real if it's your last meal?
I grew up with diet.
Wow.
That's all
yeah.
I know.
You know, Rob, I am so conditioned to drinking diet soda.
Yuck.
I don't think I could have, I don't think it would matter. It wouldn't even be relevant to me to have, look at Rob.
See, this is where you're wrong.
Rob.
This is a guy, though, that crosses the border for the sugarcane Coca-Cola.
It's true.
Like the
it's
real
true.
Coke, the yeah. Latin American Coke.
Do you know, seriously, and I am no one to lecture you about weight.
Oh,
I am Tubby Boots as well.
Understood.
But the sugar soda, you eliminate that from the equation, and I guarantee you, you are well ahead of the game. You are on your way.
You drop
sugar soda to me.
Then eliminate beef.
You would drop 30 to 35 pounds without the sugar soda.
Yeah, and you know what? On me, it wouldn't show.
But sugar soda, I mean, I remember years ago, the old pitcher, the pitcher for the Detroit Tigers that got in all sorts of trouble, and he turned into be an enormous lard ass, and he was Denny McClain, and it was the first time.
I remember that name.
Do you remember? And Denny McClain, it was the first time where they had the statistics about how many six-packs of regular Pepsi he drank during a day.
Well, sure,
and
that's Pepsi. Coke's not as bad.
But this guy, like, smoked cigarettes and drank Pepsi,
yeah.
And that was... that.
Hi.
Are you drinking regular Pepsi?
No, this is Diet Pepsi.
See, but, Diet
yeah.
Pepsi.
Yeah. Yeah.
The most significant weight loss I ever endured was switching from regular to diet sodas.
But I will tell you this, I don't drink a lot of soda, but when I do... always the leaded.
I drink like a case a day.
That's
like
not a lot.
You sound like the Dos Equis guy, but when I do.
But when I do.
I don't drink a lot of diet soda.
I would
when
say
I
maybe eight a week. Maybe
eight?
One,
that's it?
Yeah, that's not much.
Oh, so
that's
not
pretty
that bad.
Good.
That's
I drink,
not bad.
You know what eight? I mostly drink? I drink water and I drink whiskey.
Rob drinks Crown Royal.
For me, eight sodas is a slow day. That's I'd more than
oh,
that
wow.
in a day.
I mean,
but you drink diet soda.
Yeah.
It's very
day.
Often I'll go a day without a soda. But when I do, and if I haven't had one at 4 o'clock, I get the most blistering caffeine headache,
mm-hmm. wow.
and I got to go to the Excedrin
with
because
my,
soda won't even happen fast enough.
I am now enjoying my favorite beverage, which is the Diet Gold Peak Iced Tea from my friends at Bloom.
So it's sweetened, but diet.
Yes, it's delicious.
See, I don't mind tea unsweetened. I like unsweetened iced tea.
It's same here.
Lovely. Okay, I'm ready for you because the,
yeah,
now you,
yours?
Man, you are a connoisseur.
Okay, but let's
going
start,
to
do not disappoint
let's
me here.
Let's start with the soda. We were talking about it. If I'm going to get a soda, I would need to audition it because sodas mm. are inconsistent from McDonald's to McDonald's to McDonald's.
True.
Now, McDonald's does have the best Coke. In this day and age of the high fructose corn syrup Coke, no.
Yeah,
and besides, you know, I prefer marijuana.
Yes. Welcome to Commander McDonald's Colombian Flake Salon.
Now, I do like the Mexican Coke because that tastes the way I remember Coke tasting.
Colombian Flake. It's
exactly.
going along with
right.
it. Right.
But a good fountain Coke from McDonald's tastes better than a properly bottled
All right.
Coke.
Get off the beverage. Get onto the food.
Okay. For fries, if I'm getting a good Coke at McDonald's, if the Coke sucks, I'll get a chocolate chip.
Wait, the beverage is that important to you?
It is.
So when you go to a drive-thru and you order your beverage and you mm-hmm. take your first sip, you might just go, oh, no.
That's one of, you know
this is so unacceptable
this
to
is
me.
Some, believe it or not, that's something that Carrie and I bonded on when we were dating.
Really?
I said we should go here. We won't go to a movie theater that serves Pepsi products.
Wow.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola, is that important
and
to you?
Elvis was a Pepsi guy.
Yeah, well, Elvis had other issues as well.
Yeah.
Maybe if he straightened out his diet.
He'd be alive today.
Phenomen gum, baby.
So you get yourself a good soda. If the soda's no good, then I will get a chocolate shake at McDonald's. Okay? Which is also good and important.
Way to deprive yourself, Skippy.
But the chocolate shake is important to go with the key element, which is McDonald's French fries.
Good
okay.
combination.
The best. French fries. I am a big believer
the
in
best.
McDonald's.
Good combo.
You know what? And I'll even put those ahead of the stuff on the boardwalk. Mm-hmm. I think the boardwalk fries are good, but the boardwalk fries is about environment. And the McDonald's fries is about convenience and consistency.
Now, Mark's shaking his head. Mark over there is shaking his head.
I bet he'd love to get on the microphone. So,
that is just
and
fun.
Remember this, if you order unsalted fries at
yeah,
McDonald's.
Go, get up to that microphone and make a case for your boardwalk fries. Come on. You know,
I'm not saying I don't like boardwalk right. fries. I'm just
but
saying
they're everywhere.
McDonald's.
You can buy them everywhere now.
Hey, that's not like, take your time, Mark. Good RJ impression right there getting up.
I got to figure where's the... Here we go.
All right, very good.
Okay.
Which end?
So, hey.
By the way,
so anyway,
just
here's
talk
what I
into
think.
It.
A guy from 1968, Haight Ashbury, called. He wants his sweater back.
I put this on today, Rob, and I knew I was going to get something from you today.
Yeah, well, there you go. And there you are.
Now, all right, now go make your point, Old Spice.
I'm on a horse.
Backward.
I got to look good for the ladies later. Okay.
And when does that start?
Now stop it.
All right. So anyway, I agree. I love McDonald's French fries too.
Okay.
But I don't think the Thrasher's thing is about atmosphere. I love the way that they're cooked, and I love the vinegar on it. I don't like vinegar on McDonald's fries. There's something about the Thrasher's fries.
Yeah, but you have ketchup,
that's delicious.
Right? Ketchup?
No,
really?
No. McDonald's, okay. I hate ketchup on fries because I think it ruins it.
I do, and I like it because of the vinegar and the ketchup. I think it's very close.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Oh, sure.
And now as you walk back down to your seating place, I'll play the song. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
And my vote is Five Guys.
Five Guys.
I'm not
that's
sure.
A good vote.
Does that count as fast food?
Not really, but
because that would be way up. If that is, that would be my go-to.
Would it really?
It would. I would get 2 5 Guys doubles.
Good choice.
With cheese, bacon,
sure.
Mushrooms, ketchup, mustard. But here's the secret, Mike.
What's that?
Are you ready for the secret? Wait for it. Take it home, put it in a warm toaster oven for about 20 minutes, and let it really come together.
You know what? The man knows his fast
food. Well, he does.
Take the Five Guys product and take it home to a toaster oven?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
Because it comes in foil. And then it comes together, right?
Jeez, comes in foil like your stool sample.
That's like
the next day.
If you just harnessed all that power,
it couldn't be done. I mean, it'd be like a supernova.
It's literally, I felt like what just happened, and more power to you, because I've never heard someone describe something so well and so eloquently and actually break it down like he's a nuclear physicist. You got to take that power, man, and you got to use it for something else.
That power has been spent on burgers. I'm sorry. You see, I wish that I liked the Five Guys fries better. They're good, but they're not McDonald's fries.
They just put them in a machine and chop them up and throw them in the oil.
That's right.
And they got free peanuts.
And they can throw the shells on the floor.
And if he had a Learjet.
That's such an American tradition. Hey, you go to the restaurant. Yeah, put that finger way up inside the nose when you say, you go to the restaurant, let you throw the peanuts on the floor. Day.
Since Oxar got to use a Learjet, can I use a time machine?
Yes,
for
go
my
ahead.
Meal? Yeah. I would like to go back 20 years.
Okay.
And get some fried McDonald's apple pies. Not baked, but when they were fried.
Those were good.
That's my dessert.
Wow, okay.
And that is my meal.
Boy, I'm thinking on the fly
here.
Thank you, Buzz. This is the moment that I'm processing this. I came up with this discussion, but I didn't think about my own personal thing. Mm. You mentioned pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And if pizza is fast food.
You see, here's why I don't think you should be able to use pizza. Because we said, can you eat it in your car? Pizza's really not a car food.
Oh, I can't put my Gino's pizza from Glastonbury, the center of Glastonbury, Connecticut.
You can, but you're going to get it on your shirt.
It's so bad for you.
Why is it
Gino's?
Does it make it worse than any other pizza?
It's just better pizza. And when you eat it, you finish like half of that pie and you wake up like in the middle of the night with with the cold sweats. Just going, I've done something horrible to my body.
That's how you know it's good.
But pizza's not necessarily one of my go-tos. I think we are talking in the world of fast food. If we're talking in the world of fast food, it is extremely difficult for me to argue with a double Whopper with cheese.
That's
your go-to.
A double Whopper with cheese.
How do you take it? Do you alter it or do you just have
it? I take it.
Hey, not the next show yet, Mike.
I take it right there.
You know, you can get
then
it any way you want
the
it.
Then I go across the street, I get a super-sized fry.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then I get
McDonald's?
At McDonald's. Right. Okay. Then I get a medium Diet Coke. Because I like a Diet Coke. There's no other beverage that I want to drink with my fast food.
It's the drink with a taste for food, Mike.
And then I would say right now, because I'm not going to use a time machine, if I'm still hungry, which is almost impossible. Liar! I would get the McFlurry with M&M's. I would get the McFlurry with M&M's. The dessert products are woefully inadequate in the land of fast food.
I agree. And there's a problem that's built in with that McFlurry.
Right.
Is that the M&M is not a product that does well chilled.
Yep. Yes, it does.
No, I don't like a frozen
M&M.
It's
fantastic. The frozen M&M, it makes it for me. I like that. The cold, hard candy.
You know what's better than
I
that?
I enjoy that.
It would be a Butterfinger McFlurry.
If they had them, but they don't have them anymore. I like a Butterfinger McFlurry.
Oreo?
Oreo's not, no. It doesn't compare to the M&M.
My fast food dessert would be a soft serve from Dairy Queen. Dipped or undipped?
Oh, Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen is good.
Dairy Queen.
Right.
All right, check that.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. You know, since you brought it up, I'm going to go down the street. I'm going to get the Blizzard. Is it a Blizzard at Dairy Queen?
That's right.
That is strong.
And this is what I'm going to get. I'm going to get the Heath Bar Blizzard.
Good choice.
Oh.
Both of you guys amaze me.
It's like sex, isn't it? It's like watching sex.
I'm going to get the Dairy Queen Extra Large Blizzard.
And you know what makes it even better? When they hand it to you upside down.
Right. And it's really, you eat the Extra Large Dairy Queen Blizzard and your colon is impacted for the next month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
you eat that and your burps are cold.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Isn't that the greatest feeling? You ever really pound like a Slurpee or a shake and then you burp? And the air comes up cold.
Oh,
I love it.
It's wonderful stuff.
It's a marvelous sensation.
Dairy Queen also offered during the holiday season, I think, a Blizzard version of like a peppermint stick with chocolate.
I'm not a mint ice cream guy.
I
like it.
Favorite ice cream, real quick. Flavor.
Vanilla, really. Vanilla.
Yeah, really. Really. Absolutely.
I like it.
Vanilla.
Yeah. Well, you can do anything with it, but I like it plain. It is my favorite flavor. Vanilla is a flavor. It's made from vanilla beans.
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
You know what? You know all that sexual food energy we had? It's gone.
Yeah. Vanilla. Stay in the car.
I prefer a sherbet.
Oh, I like that too.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Jamocha almond fudge.
Ah, very nice one. Rob Spiewak.
Tie. It's a tie. I really have
you to like tie ice cream?
No. I like to wear a tie when I eat ice cream. Okay. Baskin Robbins chocolate chip mint because of the shaved chocolate, and it's got to be green. And also Ben & Jerry's Cherry Garcia.
All right, I will go with two for you. The standard Breyers mint chocolate chip
needs to be green.
Is one of the no? It doesn't need to be.
We've been down this road, Mike.
Put the fake artificial color in it.
What makes
then
you think
I like it more?
How about this?
It says put more chemicals in it.
You know
it'll
what?
Taste better like real Coke.
You see, here's where you don't know. Breyers actually bleaches their ice cream.
They do. The second
at Food Lion.
And once again, I love me the Heath bars.
Right.
I like a Heath bar crunch.
Oh, it's great.
Ben and Jerry's Heath bar crunch.
Yeah. Any Ben and Jerry's product has a texture superior to any other ice cream.
Exactly. RJ, what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Pistachio.
I'm proud of it.
That one, I bet you didn't think you were going to hit a triple on that. We're going to take a break. I wish you could have seen that, folks.
That was great.
Pistachio. All right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS Classic.
I love language. It's how we make our living. So if you love language, you need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users, and they offer 25 languages. We're talking Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. You really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's designed for long-term retention. Plus, learning a language has cognitive benefits for your brain. It helps cultural appreciation, and if you're planning to travel, you cannot beat it. Someday I'll be in Japan speaking like a local. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. A lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all 25 language courses that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Our listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now. Ho, ho, ho! Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. All in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow, they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. What did you get, Josh?
I got the MLB Slugger Ceramic Ice Cream Bowl set.
So it's like ice cream you get at the stadium.
I want. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Make some merry this holiday season with Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, and with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Let's take some calls.
And now a little something, something. I've got my kicker, okay?
Oh, okay,
everybody,
God.
Just
let's hear it.
Flip and
cops
relax.
This is a Florida story.
Oh, nice.
Here we go.
Bless you, honey. Bless you. You okay?
You upset me. Stop
I'm sorry.
It. Don't touch me.
Don't upset him. Don't upset him.
You sound like Ted McMahon. You're upsetting me.
You're upsetting me.
Let's hear the kicker.
Cops in Orlando, Florida got a call on Monday.
Like a program director.
At least I did it, right?
At least I did it.
I knew it would be like this at the end of the show.
Then why did you do it?
Because I knew it would be. I think structure works if you're not paying attention to it. Cops in Orlando, Florida got a call on Monday about a guy trying to buy jewelry and gift cards with a stolen debit card. The guy was a 27-year-old named Jose Herrera. And when he saw the cops coming, he tried to hide the evidence by eating the debit card.
I would do that, too.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
I'm not sure that's even possible, and it wasn't. He wasn't able to swallow it before the cops stopped him. And I guess at that point, he gave up on trying to hide evidence because when they found a baggie of white powder in his pocket... They said, quote, he said, I'm not going to lie. It's coke. He also had 13 other stolen credit cards and debit cards on him, and he was hit with several charges. And it gives me Florida's slogan of the day.
No, so you're saying that you have a new slogan for the entire state?
Thank you very much. I have Florida's slogan of the day.
Yes.
Florida has a new slogan for the state.
Ready?
Yes.
Florida, where there will never be a vaccine for stupid. We will take a break. Come back. Do we have time for the audio? Yeah, we have a little time for the audio ball. And then we're going to do a bonus show.
Tape.
And then like at 9 o'clock at night, some dude that's going to be putting a desk in my... Well, if we're done with the show, he can put it together here. I don't know.
All I know is that I don't think I'm satisfied with the fuel that I've been using thus far. I may have to change.
We'll be right back.
TMOS Classic.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages, self-quarantine.
Yes.
Not so bad, really. It gives you time. You can finally dust your anime statuary or even vigorously polish it.
Speaking of... Where is Pony?
Pony is
passed. I'm actually
texting him right now. I'm like, are you alive? What's going on?
I know. Anime? I mean, Pony?
Yeah. No, he's screwing things up from a remote location.
Yeah. Mm. Is he doing
okay?
Are there any mistakes being made?
I think it's fine. He's great.
Really? Tell me the truth, Rob. Tell me the truth. Is he messing it up?
I was just saying that everything, as far as I know, is perfect.
All right. Don't go over the line polishing your statuary, Pony. You can teach your dog to do the quiet bark. Alphabetize your numerous theater awards. Cross out all the unlikable people on your address book. FaceTime with your clergyman. And is that based on my thing that I posted
wish I
the
had
other
one.
Night? Is that based on my post, you prick?
Mike, there's comedy everywhere.
Swap off color limericks. Swap off color limericks.
Easy to read.
Or warm inedible things in a 200-degree oven. What is that?
What just does that even mean?
Just put things in the oven.
Or maybe break out the old Ouija board and try to contact dead relatives.
Who?
Relatives.
Dead.
That's right.
Or can you sit up, Carla, please, for the love of God?
I am sitting up.
I think she looks dynamite.
To the side. I'm
Carla,
looking
you're
at...
Carla, you're a knockout.
Jesus.
Oh, Rob.
Thank you.
Call your living relatives while they're still above ground.
Friend's wife,
because who knows?
Sakes.
Is there anything else I need to read in this?
Just everyone
well,
needs to buy the bonus show.
Oh, Pony just texted me.
Oh.
All right, buy the bonus show.
What did Pony get you?
Thank you. Everything is great, Pony said.
Oh, yeah, it's
all
true. Right.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Let's take another call. Rob, save your audio vault for the
I got all
show.
Kinds of We'll be fine.
All right. Let's see. Let's take a phone call. Hello, Mike O'Mara. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Turn down your phone.
Go ahead, sir.
In fact, do you recognize these voices?
No.
Howdy. Hello from the heartland.
Oh, wow.
What's going on?
Is this Oscar?
They sound familiar, Mike.
Is this Mike and Nancy?
Yes,
yes! Hi, guys. I love it. From Indiana. Is it Indianapolis, Indiana, guys? Is that where am I correct with that?
Yeah.
We are in Indianapolis. We are in the heartland.
I'm afraid
Is Butler University locked down now?
Oh, we have been for several days. And we're teaching online.
Teaching band online.
How cool is that? Michael's joining piano online.
I miss all my good friends. It's so nice to hear from you and know that you're doing well. And are your kids with you right now?
We're in transition. We're actually moving them to an apartment across town right now. As everyone else's grown kids are coming home, ours are moving out.
Oh, my God. You know what? Michael Colburn is, as a lot of you might know, the former director of the President's Own, the Marine Band, now directing bands at Butler University. And his wife, Nancy, is one of my favorite posters on Facebook and smart and wonderful. And we see them. We try to see each other once a year. Will we ever be able to see each other again? Oh, my God. Will we?
Never.
We just have to stay 6 feet apart. We can do that.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me ask this, because I just happen to know that the Colburn family enjoys an occasional adult beverage. What are you enjoying this afternoon, Colburns?
I'm having a Centennial IPA.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, nice.
I couldn't decide what to drink until I saw what you and Carla were drinking, and I'm having a nice red. Nice.
There you go.
Love you guys. Awesome.
Love you guys. Stay safe.
Too.
Wash your hands. Take care of yourselves. We love you, and we miss you guys.
Yes.
And what's the plan this year? Maybe up
the
Great
White North.
Well,
we would love Quebec City.
Yeah. Let's hope. Quebec? Hey, do you think by July, June or July, this is going to be, if it's over, I hope to see you guys.
Oh, my gosh. International travel is the thing to think about right now.
Spend money.
And Nancy still has her matching pajamas with Carla. She's
I love you guys. I love it when this is a chance to have my
friends. Hey, Nancy, this year we'll get the guys matching PJs.
Oh yeah, nice. That'll be fun. Yeah.
Onesies.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
One guy briefs.
Might need two different stores for that.
Thank you. Thank you, Colburn.
Love you guys.
Oh my God.
Thanks for calling in.
Love you guys.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we have are we like at the end of the show?
We're done.
Now?
Yeah, we're done. We're 5 minutes ago we were done.
All right, I'm sorry. Right now, we are going to shut down, and when we come back, it's the TMOS bonus hour, but it's really just an extension of this, and we're really going to be able to cuss and say how we really feel.
I have a question.
Yeah, before we leave, yes, Carla.
Can I eat Doritos on the air?
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. Okay. On the bonus hour, yes. Anything
hungry.
Goes.
Mike, do another phone tease, because the phones will likely be open until 7 p.m. Eastern.
So, what's the number?
888-920-8...
Say it
again.
Whoa. Seriously.
888-920-MORE. That's
888. Good booze.
Oh, got a drink.
888-920-MORE. That's 888 is the worst prefix in the history of broadcast.
I just brought up a survey. It turns out it's the best.
Yeah.
888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The phone lines are still open, and we urge you to call us often and share your tales of woe. I'd like to get more calls from the great state of Washington.
Of course.
I'd love that.
Because that's the that's kind of
maybe
ground
Sac
zero
Town.
For all this.
Hi, Dirk.
Thank you, Carla.
Oh, God.
We'll be back with another hour of fun. And if you want to hear it, please subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Hey, Oscar. And I'll be blatantly obvious with you with our financial situation.
Yes.
Let me know if what I just did moves the meter a little bit, okay?
I'll let you know.
That would be wonderful.
I know when Carla said hi to Dirk, something moved.
There you go. We'll take a break. Be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
That's good booze.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
All right, enough is enough. This is the final, the very, very last straw.
You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint. I'm gonna blow you to smithereenies.
Attention, everyone. Attention, please. Now that we're all here, I officially declare the party switch to be in the on position.
TMOS Classic.